This podcast is brought to you by Odiogo.com.
A spasm of rectitude. Having just read a couple of news articles about the alleged plagiarism of Kavya Viswanathan, and being guilty of placing many of my own, I think, thoughts on phosphor, I spent the odd moment contemplating the boundaries of this literary crime. Here I mean boundary in a mathematical sense. How can one tell if he is committing plagiarism? Is there an objective standard? And if there is such a standard for the person committing it, how can another party, perhaps his candidate publisher, verify it hasn't been crossed? I have no doubt this issue has been explored, ad nauseum, in scholarly journals. Without contravening the prime directive, no research, or as Tom Lehrer would have it, plagiarism, I suspect the following conclusions have been reached. If a passage is just a few words, it isn't verifiable plagiarism because anyone could come up with it independently. If it's hundreds of words and identical to something previously published, then it must be, since the odds of such a reproduction are preposterous. In between lengths, inexact copies, identical thoughts and different words require further study and perhaps interrogation of the alleged perpetrator.